This is Wolf Watch on KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska, following the Wrangell High School Wolves and Lady Wolves throughout their 2013 to 2014 basketball season.
Y'all ready for this?
Live coverage of the Wrangell Wolves basketball season is sponsored in part by the Alaskan Sourdough Lodge, a family-owned and operated business in Wrangell since 1984, offering rooms with a private bath, cable TV, internet, telephones, and courtesy van rides to and from the airport or ferry. Meals are provided for all room guests. For reservation information, the Alaskan Sourdough Lodge can be reached at 800-874-3613 or online at akgetaway.com.
Hello and welcome back to Wolf Watch. It's Friday, February 7th, 2014. I'm Shady Grove Oliver, and coming up in this edition of Wolf Watch, we'll hear from Lady Wolves varsity player Erica Smith. We'll also have the Tent City Days basketball schedule for you after the interview. Stay tuned.
The broadcast of the Wrangell High School basketball season is made possible in part by the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department. If a fire breaks out in your home while you're asleep, how will you know? Smoke and heat build quickly, making every second count. A working smoke alarm can alert you to the danger and make the difference between life and death. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home and replace the battery every year. This message brought to you by the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department.
So I am here in the studio with Lady Wolves varsity player Erica Smith. She's a senior this year. So Erica, how have things been going for your team so far this season?
Well, as you know, we've gotten a new coach this year, and we really like her. She's tough, and she pushes us, and she doesn't really sugarcoat things, which is awesome because our last couple years have been rough, really rough, and I think we really needed to be pushed, and she does exactly that, while not going overboard, but I think this season has been eye-opening. We got our first set of wins last week, our first big wins against Haynes, and that was really rewarding for us because we have been working so hard.
So, Erica, what do you think of your practice regimen? I hear it's really tough this year.
Well, last year we had we didn't run as much as we should have. By the first quarter of the game, we were always winded and tired and just exhausted. And our first game this season, we were ready for another game. We were barely weighed down at all. And I think that was the biggest, like, wow. We just were so blown because the coach that we had before, he didn't push us, and in practice we do so much running, so much running, and it pays off. Though it definitely pays off.
How do you see your team's physical fitness as compared to the teams you're playing against?
Teams that we played last year and in the past years that have just, we could have competed with them, but the main reason we lost was because we just couldn't keep up with them. They're just, it's not that they were too fast for us, but their endurance had been built up, and ours, that's something we lacked.
How were the two homecoming games for you?
They could have been better. There's some things that, I think it was kind of eye-opening, because after the games against Haynes that we won, I think some of us might have been kind of thinking, oh, this is good. We're thinking we're over the hump of our season and kind of, not so worried anymore. But at the same time, it was good to be able to play a better team and a stronger team because it kind of brought us back down, realizing that we still have a lot of work to do. But it's reachable. So I think that was also good.
Okay, and I'll ask you just one last question. You said that it is reachable, so what are you going to be doing to get even better and to really reach that goal of being the unstoppable Lady Wolves?
I think rebounding and having the drive to shoot the ball more has always been our setback. It's just been our weakness for forever, really. Our coach is trying to, she does drills with us, trying to get us to be more confident about our shots and our ball handling, taking the ball to the hoop and drawing in those fouls and free throws. Free throws is another one. We either have really off days or really on days, so it's, we want to be consistent. And so I think Edna really will push us and help us to reach those goals and hopefully send us to state.
Awesome. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Wolf Watch, we'll have the basketball schedule for you for this weekend. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
High school basketball on KSDK is brought to you in part by Audison's True Value, carrying a wide selection of hardware, including plumbing and electrical supplies, power and hand tools, lumber and building supplies, and houseware items from home decor to small and large appliances. Audison's is where customers will find sporting goods, commercial fishing gear, and automotive supplies. Audison's True Value. Start right, start here.
Here's the basketball schedule for this weekend. The Lady Wolves play on the home court this weekend against the Craig Lady Panthers. Everyone is encouraged to head down to the gym and watch the action this evening and tomorrow. JV games begin at 6 o'clock with varsity to follow. You can also tune in for live coverage of the Wrangell Wolves tonight on KSTK. The boys have traveled to Craig this weekend to play against the Craig Panthers tonight. The varsity game begins sometime between 6:30 and 7 p.m. Ken Owens from Craig will call the live play-by-play action from the court, so you can tune into KSTK and follow the Wolves live on air. Thanks for tuning in to Wolf Watch this week. Coming up right between Wolf Watch and the Alaska Fisheries Report, we'll have the full Tent City Days schedule for 2014. Stay tuned.
Wrangell Wolves basketball action on KSDK is sponsored in part by the Stikine Sportsman Association, supporting healthy youth activities in our community. The Stikine Sportsman Association says, "Go Wolves!"
This has been Wolf Watch on KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska, following the Wrangell High School Wolves and Lady Wolves throughout their 2013 to 2014 basketball season. See you next week and see you at the games.
Y'all ready for this?
This weekend is Tent City Days, which is always a grand old time here in Wrangell. We're going to take a look at this weekend's schedule of events. Old Time Bingo is at 7 p.m. this evening at Legion Hall. There's also going to be a Turkey Shoot Dice Roll. It started at 4 p.m. It goes until closing at the Elks Lodge. Prizes are drawn Saturday at 9 p.m. The Voice Contest will be tonight at 9 p.m. at the Marine, and the TP Plunge Contest will follow. There will always be prizes. For Saturday, February 8th, the Howdy Doody Outhouse 10K Fun Run starts at 9 a.m. at City Park. And this will take place between 9 and 9:30 a.m. They ask that you please show up to register by 9 o'clock. The route will start at the City Park shelter, heading south on the bike path, and end back at City Park. There's going to be a bonfire, snacks, and a group photo to follow, and all proceeds will go toward Tiffany Wilson's medical expenses. The Chocolate Lovers Festival is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon or until sold out. It features local handmade chocolate candies, brownies, cookies, and more. All proceeds from this event support the hospital auxiliary. Everyone is invited to the hospital lobby for this chocolate event, where people can pick up a box of handmade goodies for their Valentine. If you want more information about that, you can contact Kathy Gross at 874-7124 or Jane Bliss at 874-7159. There is a carnival at the Snow Building Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with booths, food, and fun, and horse rides outside depending on the weather. The Tent City Bazaar is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Legion Hall with booths and food. The Fisherman's Competition is 11 a.m. to noon at the Harbor Office parking lot. There are various competitions. There are entry fees and cash prizes. The Adult Scrapfish Derby is noon to 2 p.m. at the Reliance Float. There is an entry fee. Bring your own hand line or pole, but bait is provided. The grand prize is a trip for two on Breakaway. Don't forget your fishing license. The Kyle Angerman Pool Tournament is 3 p.m. at the Totem. You have to sign up by 6 p.m. tonight. There is an entry fee and cash prizes. Kids Bowling is 1 p.m. at the Elks. There are prizes and hot dogs and drinks for purchase. There's going to be a gold panning exhibit at City Dock at 2 p.m. on Saturday and a trapping exhibit, weather depending. Bed races are at 3 p.m. on Main Street. There is an entry fee and cash prizes. The Madame Fifi Fashion Show is 5:30 p.m. at the Elks. There is a small admission fee and several categories which will be announced. The Turkey Shoot Dice Roll is 1 p.m. till close at the Elks. Prizes are drawn at 9 p.m. There is a Pull Tab Extravaganza 1 p.m. till closing at the Elks with prizes. And of course, the Tent City Ball is at 10 p.m. at Ramey's. There's going to be a costume contest for Best Couple and Gal with prizes. Finally, for Sunday, February 9th, there is the Bob Smith and Burl Cribbage Tournament upstairs at the Elks. You sign up at noon and play starts at 1 p.m. There is an entry fee and prize money. They're serving potato soup and poor boys. There's free roller skating at the roller rink from 5 to 7 p.m. with games, prizes, and music. And Castle Mountain Entertainment presents Lone Survivor this weekend. It's rated R. The runtime is 2 hours and 1 minute. Rated R means anyone under the age of 17 must be accompanied by a parent or have a note from their parent. It stars Mark Wahlberg and Taylor Kitsch. It's an action biography and drama film. Showtimes are 7 p.m. each evening, tonight through Sunday. Hope everyone goes out and has a lot of fun this weekend for 2014 Tent City Days.